The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And I want to say thank you to Mike in Massachusetts, $50. Dan in Indiana, $40. James in Michigan, $50. Jerome in California, $300. Thank you. I want a couple of quick announcements. One, doers of the Word Baptist Church only have a morning service this coming Sunday. There will be no evening service because we're having our Thanksgiving dinner there, and that goes all the way into the evening. So, right, in the Sunday. Yep. Normally it goes to about 9:30. This is the Bible study.
The radio.
Yes, I got to tell you that too. We've changed the evening message. Sunday evening message is from 8 to 9 now, not 9 to 10. Very, very good. Okay. So we had to say that. Now, we're going to do about 10 more minutes of this. The pledge has got to keep coming in, folks. You got to keep calling. And then we have a lot of other things we have to cover in rapid succession. And so John McTernan's getting ready to, he's learning so much about venom and venom sacs that, well, you'll be amazed. We'll be back after this. Take her away.
The humans raped them. I wouldn't say that there was interbreeding at all, as harsh as that sounds. I say that this was a tribe that their strength, their gain of function, if you want to call it as a tribe, was empathy. That's what the Neanderthal gene is really about. It is really about being a sentinel. It's really about being able to connect the dots. They were the first tribe on the planet that understood medicine. Mm-hmm. They took care of their elderly. Mm-hmm. It is everything that this pandemic is not, right?
Dr. Braun, you're making me think of something, and this may not have anything to do with it, but it just popped in my head when you said the Neanderthal tribes, genetically specific. I have a very sick feeling because I had a friend in D.C. We went out to, you know, he was intelligence under the Reagan thing, but he was very former intelligence. And when I told him about some relatives who had used the 23andMe or the Ancestry.com, he said, "Are you out of your mind? Why do you think it takes 12 weeks to get it back?" And I said, "Well, what?" And he said, "Because the Chinese, it goes to China. They're storing genetic material." He said, "Imagine if you can get the genetic material of a president, you can douse DC with something. It doesn't touch anyone but the president." When you said highly specific genetic engineering, are we set up maybe as America or maybe around the world, people who have gotten these kinds of genetic analyses, you know, to find out who your relatives are, who you're connected to? Could that be part of this to target?
Yes, absolutely. But I want to say something extremely clear, and it's a reason that we're also not gaining as much ground in this battle as we should. The China, in terms of an enemy, I would put down on the scale, I would put the CDC way higher than China as an enemy.
American government, the former American government and military.
And literally as an agency, right? As an organization. As a terrorist group, if you want to label them, the CDC is currently running like a terrorist organization.
Yes.
When you literally had that the highest here on U.S. soil, the number one group of genetically, if you want to group it into genetics, the people that would be at risk for that spike protein, regardless of how it's dispersed, right? I don't care how it's dispersed, the exposure to the spike protein, the number one threat, the people that would be threatened the most are first tribe, Native Americans.
Mm.
So what does the CDC do? They buy data to track phones to see who's not getting vaccinated so that they could drive advertising on social media platforms to Native Americans, to first tribe. Okay, that's not China. That's not China using the data.
Right.
That's not China using 23andMe. We own 23andMe. These are now corporately owned. They are weaponized. The information on it, the data that is sold, Then I'll give you another one.
So your answer, your answer is really yes. It is a tool to target us, and we unwittingly gave our DNA sample.
Yes.
And but it's just that China's just.
Yes,
a
I would
pawn.
Love to. I would love to know my DNA. I'm not sending it anywhere. But here's the thing: we now live in a world where you don't need to send it because they're not after necessarily individuals. I know that there was, I think it was a congressperson or a senator that had spoken about how individualized this weapon can be. They like blocks of people. So, for example, if you want to affect an election and you want a certain city block getting ill, you would have to know genetically what's the commonality.
Is
this Polish people? How do we attack these Hispanics? How do we get to this voting group of blacks, right? And how are they currently getting that data from the sewerage?
Mining
the sewerage for DNA. Right.
Wow.
They are monitoring and literally they don't have to run 23andMe on a whole city when they're monitoring the sewerage.
That's unbelievable. So the getting the synthetic envenomation to make people sick, to do whatever to conduct this mission is really ubiquitous then in the environment. And you just got to hope that your ancestral line is not fully exposed. Would that be a good way to ask that question?
Well, first of all, we should always come from a place of gratitude. And so I'm grateful for Putin, because basically the part of what the Ukraine labs were doing, and it was no shock to me that Putin had to go on a military mission to take out the biolabs. I mean, we all of us in the community of knowing about where the biolabs are. I mean, we know where those biolabs are, and we've known for years where those biolabs are. And so basically what they were doing in the Ukraine is specializing this tool for other biologies.
Right.
So what you see in China, for example, I think people need to be confused. They don't have a zero COVID policy. They're calling it a zero COVID. They have a zero, we're not getting attacked by the U.S.'s biological weapon policy. That's what they're doing.
Oh, that's
their lockdowns. Their lockdowns have nothing to do with viral transmission. I mean, they stopped their death toll at under 5,000 people from this thing. They know exactly how they're defeating it.
Wow.
They are currently locking down places. They are currently on top of their food. They are the only country in the world that escalated their own threat management system, where every single piece of food that is coming in from international is checked and rechecked, right? Because they know that just like we did here in the US with smallpox coming in on blankets, they are under attack. They're under attack by the US, right? So I think that's extremely important that we start calling out who the real enemy is here, and we start having to look at who's actually on the side of the people around the world and who's not. And part of it is monitoring. Okay, so you're asking a very specific question here in terms of, so what is this thing? This thing is now an environmental poison.
Okay.
We need to be aware of the fact that it is inescapable, whether people are being vaccinated, where people are shedding. There is biology that I want to say, and this is where I'm very clear as a scientist. I always make sure that people hear these very important words. I don't know this yet, but this is a lead that I'm chasing. This is discovery that I'm trying to do. Part of what I'm understanding is that the way that venom works is it basically starts dismantling metals and proteins. Our body has tons of metals in it, and we need it. It's our scaffolding. It's our electricity. It's our conductivity. It's our switches. But those need to be bound up. They need to be insulated. They need to work as switches. And so what venom does as one of the tools is that it controls those switches, but then it starts dismantling metalloproteins. There's a fascinating part to this, which I wish I could help get some more help from chemical engineers. There's a part to this that makes me think that the answer of why people look at this like a radiation poisoning is that when you unbound metals and you're literally then throwing them into a bunch of chemicals, you're going to have chemical reactions. And I think part of what can happen is that those reactions lead to a low-grade radiation. If you look at the periodic table and you look at what they're trying to do in labs and trying to invent new substances, all they're doing is playing around with electrons and protons, just like your body is doing. So why not? Is it not possible for your alkali metals and your what we call salts, why is it not possible for those to change? You know, here's a fun thing for somebody to do that's trying to understand what the heck is this guy talking about. They can go onto YouTube and they can say, okay, I know about potassium. Potassium's an electrolyte. Mm-hmm. But has anybody looked at a YouTube video where you have a block of potassium as a metal thrown in water? It catches on fire. It explodes.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah.
So if you have potassium in your body and it is unbound and it's floating and it hits water, what's going to happen to it on a nano level? It's going to create a mini explosion. It's going to catch fire. Hence the word inflammation.
Yeah. I want to take you to another place. This segment right now is going to be an extended segment. Normally I do about 18 to 20 minutes per segment, but we're going to go a little further so I don't chop this up with you, because I want to ask you, I know you're aware of the white fibrous clots that embalmers are removing from some cadavers and pretty much verified that they're jabbed. I know you're aware of the work I put Mike Adams together with the first embalmer whose story I broke in January, but I brought them together around May when no one else would touch this. Many frontline doctors ignored Mr. Hirschman, they ignored me. And so I took matters into my own hands and I got Mike Adams involved. Gratefully, he did come on board. You're aware of his analyses, I'm sure by now, that found the opposite from human blood. So there was in the pieces, there were no normal metals like iron and phosphorus, things like that. What there were in these clots were not normally found, even so much in trace, like high amounts of aluminum. I know we have aluminum, tin, radioactive things. I wanted to ask you, these white clots, you've seen the analyses and what they're combustible under like certain acid exposures, and they blew up and all that was left were these black metals. These are growing unabated, self-assembling in people's bodies, some of the jabbed bodies. So what is your take on this? I'm going to let you go like a good 5 minutes on this.
Sure. Finish this segment. Okay, so I'm also going to say here's some unknowns and some stuff that I also think that we need help both from embalmers, but also from coroners. And we need scientists as well that will go on public record, the kind of stuff that can be used.
All right, folks, we're going to come back with him and do one more quick segment. But first, we just got to let you know. I want to say Carolyn in Elmhurst, Illinois, places 125. Thank you. We've got to get the phone lines going. Pardon? B&B in Cleveland, 400. Yeah, I don't know if I got B&B in Cleveland. Thank you, B&B in Cleveland. Thank you. And now here, but we've got to hear from you. We only have... we've got about 35 minutes left in tonight's radio program. Now, also, our special this week was the new CD that we have. The new CD out there. You folks always asking if we could get this song or that song or this song. We got a brand new CD, and we have also the Little Red Book, and what we call the Bible Answer Book. It is one of the best books, I'm going to tell you, out there. It is absolute dynamite. And even John, I hope you have a red book. John?
I can't say I do, Pastor.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We'll have to make sure we get you one. But it is all the different subjects, starting from A to Z in the Bible, whatever the subject is. It has all the verses on that subject there. And so it's really good. And, you know, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I use them. And it's so... And Pastor Joe wouldn't be without his. I don't think he'd go outside without it. He's got to have his red book. So anyhow, so for a donation of $50 or more, you get both the CD and the red book. And folks, what a great Christmas present. What a really good Christmas present these things are too. Now, but we need to hear from you, ASP. And we only send it if you ask for it. If you don't ask for it, we won't send it. But you got to ask for it, and you got to make sure that we have a real address to send it to you. So we're going to go back for another short segment here, and then we have a lot of other things we have to cover. So take me back to the short segment.
All day long and then testifies on it or provides a certificate of analysis of something. There needs to be more scientific discovery that is worked in multiple labs and then verified. There's too many what ifs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's getting us also to a point. We lose a lot of people by being certain and then dialing it back. So here's what I think is happening with these plots.
Thank you.
I think some of them that people are seeing comes from the process of embalming. So when I looked at some of the clots, what you see is basically if you pour certain chemicals or you're working with certain chemicals, like somebody doing casting, like somebody that is making a mold of a face, or you know, working with a silicon mold. When you pour certain substances in the body and then you get the things in vessels to harden, you could pull them out and you've essentially made a cast.
But let me stop you there because you're working off of the wrong premise. I've watched, first of all, these clots were discovered before any embalming procedure began. In fact, they were obstructive to the embalming procedure. And so when they couldn't get their tools in, they backed off, used other tools, and then pulled these out. So there was nothing in the embalming process that initiated this. And you certainly couldn't fill a femoral artery and vein with this material in a matter of minutes. Now, maybe you could. I could be wrong there. But
my opinion is some of them are coming from the interaction with chemicals in the embalming process in a body that is now completely different, right, than previously before. I'm not disputing that they're finding novel things. I'm not disputing that they're seeing things that they haven't seen before. But for example, what venom does is it is a desiccating process, meaning it dehydrates everything. So certain techniques and certain ways that embalmers and coroners would do certain ways that they would do things, they would be different in a different body. And I'll give you an example of how terrifying this can be. That we just I don't know exactly who this person is. Somebody sent me a text this morning. Somebody a couple of days ago tweeted that they had black tongue. Right. Black tongue, hairy black tongue can be a really, it's gross. It looks scary. And basically what this person developed is this hairy tongue, which is basically a bacterial, it's a combination of bacterial overgrowth and cell death. It's a form of sloughing, like skin falling off. Right. And so this person is now dead. They tweeted a couple of days ago about their black tongue. And a few days later, they now died of cardiac arrest.
Jabbed?
Okay.
Jabbed.
Okay. Jabbed. Okay. And also, you know, it's sort of, it's one of these jabbed people that really said they don't actually care that the unvaxxed are going to die. You know, one of these really, really nasty, and I don't want to call it karma because I think good and I don't want to be the person who decides whether somebody's life is good or bad. That's for them to decide. But what I can tell you is that these disease processes are unlike most human beings have ever seen and unlike most doctors have ever seen. For example, when you deal with nerve agents like this, when you deal with VX type nerve agents, there was a really sad case where a soldier, I forget the exact years, but we're talking about, I think like the 19, I think want to say late 40s or 50s, a soldier got some money to buy an engagement ring by basically having an experiment done on him. And he was dead. They used too much nerve gas on him. They had to bury him in a steel casket.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So because something had happened to his body. He was so contaminated or so radiated that they were concerned, right? They were concerned for people in the room. Right?
Yeah. Very good. Very interesting. We've really gone long in this segment. So Dr. Braun, we're going to break.
Okay. We're going to get back now. I want to say thanks to Dan and PA Pledges 25. Phone lines are open 888-281-1110. Now, what you just heard, folks, and we keep bringing you these things because you're not hearing it out there. You will not. Now, here's an interesting thing. We have here NBC News now admits COVID vaccines to be linked to myocarditis after years of claiming it was misinformation. So why do you think, John, why do you think, Eileen, that... Elaine, that they're now finally admitting this. Why do you think it took them so long?
Well, they've known right along. You know, this is just another strategy because everything is being exposed. So they're going to expose themselves first.
So, John, go ahead.
Probably lawsuits. There's lawsuits coming at it, coming out over this. And also, it's out of their control. It's like a lot of it's coming from England and Scotland. that's breaking all of this, Pastor Ernie. They don't seem to be controlled in England and Scotland, like here, the media controlling them, and they're the ones that are really getting this out.
Well, you're right. We've been talking about this, but see, they're at the point where people know now, so when they continue to deny it, they continue to lose credibility, don't they?
Exactly.
So,
because, kids did very, very rarely did they die of 10 years old of a heart attack or develop the myocarditis. I can't say it. But they are developing it now at a shocking rate. So what's happened? Well, what happened was they got the death shot.
Well, and the whole point here is that all of this, these shots are being given over a disease that has a 99.977% recovery rate. And so they've been very successful at instilling fear, indoctrination, and changing the mindset of the American people, and especially those that have lost their connection to God. The one thing I do need to mention is that when the whole idea of these bioweapons labs, came into being a couple years ago and into the topic, I found that there are three bioweapons labs in the state of Ohio, and they're all located at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University. And they are classified 1, 2, 3, and 4. And they have one existence, and that basically is to determine the lethal mechanisms in which to kill human beings. So these bioweapons labs are still active. And as far as I'm concerned, we need to get them shut. And that should be happening here in the state of Ohio. Everybody is silent on the subject, but they're still being run. And I think it's an atrocity.
Well, what is actually happening in this country, John, is the DOD, Department of Defense, is actually heading up the depopulation program in the United States.
Correct.
The DOD, Department of Defense, is actually heading up the depopulation of American citizens here in America. Now, here's another fast one. Australia sees 63% drop in births after introduction of COVID vaccines. What will the government excuses be on this one? This is an interesting one here. 63%. Now, it's an amazing thing. None of this is getting out. Joe Sixpack's running around out there. He's clueless, isn't he?
Definitely, because the mainstream media is not covering any of this. But all of the decrease in fertility is not just in Australia. It's across all countries. You're very right in that most of the news that is coming out on the mainstream is coming from Europe, from the UK, from France, from Germany. And UK really is releasing a lot of statistics that can be translated then into what's happening here in the United States.
All righty. Go ahead, John. I didn't hear you.
Yes, it's exactly what's happening. The CDC cannot control what's coming out of, like I said, England and Scotland. So study after study is showing the effects of the death shot. And so the problem with heart, young boys in particular, at very early ages, which was unheard of before. So they have to cover themselves now.
Now, the other thing I want to mention is there are no safe vaccines anymore at all, including the flu shots, that are coming out. They're talking about in the future combining some of the school required vaccines, with the mRNA, with the flu shot, with this new RSV respiratory issue, which is another spamdemic related to respiratory distress. And the respiratory distress is being caused because of the poisons, that are being put into these babies and these children.
All right. Obey! University of California announces flu vaccine mandate for all campuses So they're telling you, well, don't worry. It's not the COVID shot. It's only the flu vaccine. But worry?
Well, there's two types of flu vaccine that have come out, you know, this year. And the first one is Flublok. And basically, this has the recombinant proteins from four different influenza viruses coming from an insect cell line that is molecular cloning from a fall armyworm that's related to moths, caterpillars, and butterflies. And it contains cellular DNA. None of these flu shots have been evaluated for cancer or distortion of cells in the body, nor for impairment of fertility. The second flu shot is called Fluzone, and there is a routine dose, and then there's a high dose of this Fluzone. The high-dose Fluzone also has formaldehyde in it, something that you really want to inject in your body, and polyethylene glycol. The routine Fluzone has formaldehyde in it also, along with the polyethylene glycol. And if you get the flu shot out of a multi-dose vial with the routine Fluzone, you will be putting mercury in your body. So no vaccine is safe now. And they're also talking about in the future putting the mRNA junk in the all immunizations and on the immunization schedule. I mentioned this earlier this week that the Ohio Department of Health has changed their website, and the director of the Department of Health has mentioned on the website itself that Ohio law determines vaccine requirements. So the CDC has no authority to dictate to any states. The state congressional and House make the laws related to vaccine administration in the various states. And in the state of Ohio, parents can opt out of school vaccinations for their own conscience, and then also for religious reasons, along with medical reasons. So people need to know what their rights are. That happens in Ohio Revised Code. The code is 3313.671. Ohio Revised Code 3313.671. And this is one thing that you can Google and you will find it.
Well, okay, so now then NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they pretty much teach that it's okay if you want to take the vax, get sick and die, because, you know, most people are going to do that. So, I mean, is it a smart idea if a lot of people are getting sick and dying to go ahead and be with them?
It's pretty stupid.
Okay, so then your free vaccine, because they'll give it to you at some of these drug marts or others, you can get a free. You would just say that you would give yours voluntarily to a Democrat?
I'll give it away. I won't take one.
All right, there you go. John, would you give yours away?
Well, you mean to a Democrat?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly wouldn't take one, Pastor.
All right, Tony and Parma pledges 100. Thank you, Tony. All right, folks, listen, we're running out of time. Right now I have 22 minutes left, and I don't know how much we got to raise yet. But anyhow, it's 888. We got to hear from you, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We're going to shift gears here, John. Carrie Lake trashes corrupt election rigging in Arizona after the discovery of multiple voting issues in only Republican districts. So what's happening? John, how do you think, and, you know, Elaine, how do you think these machines, know if they're in a Republican district or not to go bad?
Well, I can tell you this time around, you know, they're not working as efficiently in altering stuff. You know, nothing's computing. It's becoming very evident, you know, that the average person, when they're watching some of these statistics, that it doesn't make any sense.
So you're seeing a third of those machines there in that election went down, and there was like, what, 600,000 votes that...
Well, and there were polling places that the electricity went out on.
All right? Oh, yeah. Conveniently,
and then they didn't have ballots to basically vote on. I mean, it was a little crazy.
We'll ask John McTurnan on this question. Go ahead, John.
You notice, Pastor Ernie, when these things happen, like we're talking about, how it's always the Democrats that end up winning. I follow the election, I never hear power goes out in Michigan and all of a sudden the Republican governor wins. I've never seen, it's always the Democrats. Now here in Houston, Texas, they ran out of votes in the areas that were heavily conservative and Republican. So they ran out of the voting ballots. So they don't know what happened, Pastor. They don't know if everybody got a chance to vote. They don't know if all the ballots were gathered together. So the governor just said a day or two ago that the state is going to investigate Houston because what happened is highly irregular, and it looks like, you know, they held back a lot of Republican votes because it was a the victories were very narrow for the Democrats here.
And, you know, when all this started happening, all I could think of was God was moving, you know, turning the lights off at some of these polling places where you knew they were going to alter the vote.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing, huh? And so here's a question for you, John. Did Google cancel the midterm election through manipulation?
Well, I don't think they canceled it, Pastor Ernie, but they heavily swayed it for the Democrats. You know, they structured it. So if you do research, the things that would be damaging to the Democrats wasn't there, and they were directing the people to the Democrats.
Well, Google is not really an internet search engine. It is artificial intelligence.
Let me ask you this question. With actual intelligence, right? No. Here, you had all of this red wave, all these posters were telling you it's going to be a tsunami. I mean, you know, we've checked our information, we've checked our polls with this and that, it's going to be a red wave. No. Boom, it's not a red wave. Now, the interesting thing, and I said this before, is when Bill Gates came out. Remember what Bill Gates said, the way he said that, John, about about 2 weeks before the election?
Oh, no. It was further back, Pastor, and he was about a month.
Maybe it was a month before the election. But the way he said that, tell us what he said.
Yeah, he said that this election was going to be, like, hung, and the people weren't going to like it, and it was going to cause a problem. And he believed it was going to start a civil war.
Okay. Now, remember what Nancy Pelosi said. She said, there will be no red wave. She says, we're going to hold the Senate and the House. She thought that they were going to hold the House, too. But Joe Obama, remember what Joe Obama said? He said that the Republicans are not going to like the results. They will not accept the results of this election. Now, this is when everybody's telling them it's going to be a red wave. Now, so then these pollsters are on, and I'm listening to these pollsters. They were on Fox News and even on the other CNN, CNN and PMSNBC, and they asked them, how did you guys get so far off? But see, what you didn't hear them say before they asked them was, you better not talk about election fraud, because if you even mention election fraud, you will be canceled. You will never be back on this station again. You can count on that. But the folks aren't supposed to know that, are they?
No.
So there you go. So you just learned. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, as I followed this election, there was a significant amount, and I don't know how many, but it was state after state after state, where the Democrat won 50.4% to 49.6%, or 51, 40, it was always like just around, 51% or less. and the Republican lost that amount, you know, a point or so. It was one. It was one after the other, Pastor. Noticeable, noticeable.
Okay, now, I didn't see this, but a number of people called me and told me they saw it about a week before the election, before the midterms. They gave the result in Arizona with Kerry Lakes and the other woman, and it was the exact result, the exact number. Now, this was a week before the election. It came out, and they pulled it. Now, I didn't see it, but a number of people told me they did. Did you see anything like that?
I did, Pastor Ernie. What I saw was the Republican was ahead in Nevada. It was Nevada. And he said, with the votes that are left, my opponent is going to need 63%, and they'll never get 63%. And when the tallies came in, that's exactly what he got.
Wow.
Those last, like, 200,000 votes, his opponent got exactly 63% and won by, like, you know, 3,000 votes or something.
Judy in Troy, Michigan, pledged 250. Thank you, Joe. Joe in Garfield Heights pledged 60. Thank you, Joe. Okay, what was that message you were telling me? Okay, never mind. I think it's coming in the door now. Okay, let me see what we got. Okay. So... Yeah. That's the only amount we got in, right? So we're way behind.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. We need $3,300. Right now we need $3,300, and we have about 15 minutes. Folks, we've got to hear from you. We've got to hear from you. $3,300 short. We can't make it like this. We want to stay on the station you're on. We'll be here till midnight. We're going to stay here till midnight after we're off the air. Until the phone shut down, but we got to hear from you. We're 3,300 short, 3,300. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I did this twice this week, but I got the authority to do it. I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and we're going to pledge one more $1,000. Doers of the Word is going to pledge one more $1,000, one more $1,000, okay, to this radio ministry. I've already done it twice this week already, so this is the third time. Now, it's the fourth time? Okay, I just found out it was the fourth time. All right, folks, I need two people, at least two people, if not three, to match that. Right now, we have, I only have, well, about 12 minutes left to match that. So can we have somebody, please call in, wherever you're at. Now, many of you got deep pockets out there. We don't make any money. None of us get paid for doing this. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We're doing it because if all you're going to get is NBC, ABC, CBS, they don't care. The depopulation, we're trying to tell you, we're out here to help you. We are not going to lie to you. They'll have to kill us first. We won't do it. We're going to stay. We're not going to give in.
Okay? We are going to tell the truth.
That's absolutely right. And so... We're not going to be bought off or intimidated like so many of out there. We understand. See, to us, lying is a sin. It's a sin to lie, right?
Correct.
To the opposition, they just say, well, we don't lie. We call it a narrative, so we don't call it a lie. But it's still a sin, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, folks, we got to hear from you. 888. I need some matching pledges. I need some matching pledges. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Out there, folks, you know, it's, well, when you think about it, what's your freedom worth? You're talking about freedom, okay? And there's a lot of things out there that's happening that you really need to know about, and we're going to continue to bring that to you. Remember, all of these things we told you would happen, going all the way back, folks, going all the way back to the 70s when we told you what was going to happen in the public school system. Everything we said happened. Mm-hmm. Everything came down exactly like we told you. Remember what we told you, too, about back when we had Pat Buchanan used to come on here with me, and we told you about, oh, by the way, John, Chuckie Schumer came out and said, well, you know, We have 11 million illegals. You know, back in the 80s, Bob Buchanan says we have more than 11 million folks. Right now, we have over 50 million. Let me tell you something. You're not going to hear this on NBC, ABC, or CBS, but we have over 50 million illegals in this country right now today, and their goal is over 100 million illegals. That is their goal.
Well, and they're supporting their cartel, they're supporting the drug, you know, war, they're supporting human and children in sex trafficking.
It's right, the Democratic Party, their religious affiliation now is the Church of Satan.
Correct.
The Church of Satan is now the official part of the Democratic Party. And so, folks, we're in that, what the Bible calls perilous times. When the Lord Jesus said, we're in perilous times. We're in perilous times. And we're having here, let me tell you, in all these years on the radio, we've never compromised. And we have to fight. I have to fight. Like right now, I have to fight for the next 10 minutes to get enough money to stay on the air for another 30 days. Not because I'm making any money. I'm putting all of our time, not just me, but all the people here, but because we're trying to get the word out for you. And I asked Elaine before the program, I said, Elaine, let me ask you, what radio programs do you know of that are nationwide and they're out there, they've got no sponsors at all. It's only from day one, 50 years of being totally sponsored by the people because of what we're bringing to them.
There are none. Except this program. And so as Christian patriots, we have to decide, where is your line in the sand? What hill are you willing to die on? You know, what about your family? What about your God-given beliefs? What about saving America? We all have to do our part. For those people that cannot be out of your house and be active in the community, etc., this is one way to participate in the Christian Patriot movement, is to make sure that we're getting this information out to those that need it. Because everybody is fighting the fear, indoctrination, and bombardment, you know, into our minds every single day.
Absolutely. And very quickly, give yourself a, let the folks know how they can contact you for your wellness solutions.
It's Elaine Conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y. My phone number is 440-478-4073.
Give it one more time.
440-478-4073.
John, tell them now why they need to support us. We only have about 8 minutes left. Tell them why they have to do it right away.
Yeah, well, Pastor Ernie, one of the that everybody has to know is that you, because of the topics you cover and how bold you are and clear about it, you can't really have open advertising, because the left will go after anybody that advertises on your show. So you are dependent upon the listeners. If the listeners support, you stay on the air. If they don't support, you have to shut that station down. So, folks, that's why, because Pastor Ernie is, and the show is bringing out information that you just don't seldom hear in other places like this. Seldom.
Well, John, when you take a look at the what they call progressive, these are hardcore communists. I mean, you know, very hardcore. You got the Squat, and you got crazy Bernie Sanders. You got these are hardcore antichrist communists to the bone. Now that's what they call the left. Matthew 25 talks about those on the left and those on the right. Here, we are here, we're the other extreme, we're the hardcore right. In other words, we believe, every word of God's word in the Bible, we believe you cannot be too obedient to God. Can you be too obedient to God?
No.
Okay. Can you, again, carry out God's word too, you know, too much? Can you do too much of the Lord's work? No. And folks, so we're the extreme right. We are not government churches. We're actual New Testament church, not doers of the word Baptist church. This radio ministry has been here from day one, no compromise. We've never compromised. We've never stood down. folks, and we've stood with many who were under attack by the opposition, and we've been threatened time and time and time again over the years, but they've tried to recall me 3 times. They tried to kill me several times, but we're still here because we actually truly believe the Word of God. We truly believe the Word of God. We're sold out to the Lord. You know, we're not like the so many in the Republican Party, you know, the rhinos.
Correct.
You know, we believe you go in 100%, to give 100%. And we're not neo-evangelical. We're not being a little 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church. No, it's all or nothing. Jesus said it. You got to put him first. It's all or nothing. So that's where we're at. And that's why we need your help, because that's not a popular position in this world today, because we're living, as the Bible tells you, in perilous, perilous times. And so as we get closer and closer to the Lord's return, deeper and deeper into the apostasy, the more the Antichrist system, the more that they're going to hate us and want to persecute us. So Rose in PA pledges 50. Thank you, Rose in PA. Let me see. Will in Roseville, Michigan, pledges 100. Thank you, Will. And Peter in Canada pledges 150. Thank you, Peter. Folks, we only got 4 minutes left before. How much time do we have before the? Okay, we've got John. Can you, right now we've got a couple more minutes before the invitation, but can you do it in 4 minutes, John?
I'll try, Pastor Ernie. And once I get going, I like to preach. So yeah. I have to, there's a balance between preaching and being terse.
Getting that invitation. All righty. 888-281-1110. The guys are standing by back there. They're waiting on the phones. They got 4 people on phones. They're waiting. They want those phones to ring. They want us to stay on the air. They're not getting paid for doing this. They're up here late at night, won't get home till early in the morning, not because they're getting paid, because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And ask yourself, is what we're bringing you, is what we're doing, if you think that's the right thing to do, then wouldn't the right thing to do be to support us? I'm looking for a matching. One more matching gifts. I need 2 more matching gifts of 1,000. 2 more matching gifts of 1,000. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We will be here, Lord's willing, till about midnight. Okay, now have patience. If you are on hold, have patience, because they're working as fast as they can, especially there with the credit card numbers. So just hang tight. Be patient. 888. It's me that's going off the air, not you, in a few minutes. 888-281-1110. Help us stay on the station you're listening to us on right now. 888-677-9673. Elaine, you got about 30 seconds closing comment.
Bottom line is, you know, we're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for our Lord. We're fighting for God, family, and country. And we need your help. We want to provide information that's going to allow you to have as good a quality of life as you can in these trying times. But we need to live by our Bible, live by our beliefs, and put on the armor of God. Act as the watchman on the wall with your neighbor, informing people who have not heard about this program. And basically help people take off the cement shoes that they've been wearing now for 2.5 years.
Amen. John, you've got 4 minutes. Take it away.
Okay, I'd like to share with everybody the blessed hope from Scripture. We need hope to live by. If people do not have hope, it actually affects us physically. The scientists have found that when people give up hope, the body actually starts like a death process. And the best hope, that, in fact, really the only hope that you can have, is in Jesus Christ, Him coming for us and taking us to heaven. It's found in Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope, and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then in Hebrews, it calls this hope the anchor of our soul. So in this life, I live with the blessed hope. Pastor Ernie lives with the blessed hope. Everybody there, part of the ministry, lives looking for Christ's coming. And when he comes for us, it says he's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to arise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then Christ takes us to heaven. We see the Father on the throne, and he takes us to the marriage supper of the Lamb, where it's a glorious occasion where all the redeemed are there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then we have a place called the New Jerusalem, and the Bible describes its beauty and majesty. That's the future that we have. However, there's something in the way, and it's called sin. And that sin must be dealt with, and then we can live with the blessed hope. So the price, we talked about it earlier, is repentance. That's the first thing, to acknowledge that we've committed sin, we've lived in sin, we want to repent of it, turn away from it, turn to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, believe that God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin, and then live for him here and now, and have assurance of eternal life in heaven, and you will be able to live with the blessed hope. And it can be done right now by confession of faith. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And calling upon the name of the Lord means, just like I had said, repentance and confession that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood, paid the penalty for sin, and you will be saved, folks. It can be done right now. That confession of faith can be done right now. How much time, Pastor Ernie?
How much time do we have there? Okay, you got 90 seconds. You got to be quick. Hurry.
Okay. Well, confession of faith could be done like this. It's, God, I now come before you and repent of my sin. I make Jesus Christ the center of my life in your word. I confess with my mouth that I believe Jesus died on the cross, paid the penalty for my sin, so that I now take his righteousness, he takes my sin, and I can go to heaven. So with my mouth, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I also believe that he bodily rose from the dead, and he's coming back, and he's coming back for me. And I now believe in the blessed hope, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God is always faithful, isn't he, to honor commitment you made to him. How much? All right.
Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
John, we're out of time. Okay. So we want to say very quickly, Terry in New York, thank you, 100. And Eastman, PA, 500. Laurie in Seven Hills, 400. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
God bless.
And always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is frustrating. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65+. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community too. People encourage and pray for each other. Well, MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. Very worth looking into during Medicare open enrollment, which ends December 7th. If you join right now, your second month share will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 833-SHARE-24. That's 833-SHARE-24. 833-SHARE-24.